Ja, da. Ja, du, tycker jag. Jag har gått ut i kanske sig. Vad pågår sig inte så. En djurgårda. Sjukgård. Rangjuna. Sjukgården är det där kämmen då. Ja, det är det. Ani chesha wa tawane shenani, ani chumden daegi bir lungi simba, ani pakpa chenani sik duishi kangzhung shings. Da kanda luji gu tawane, wane chane peke siji yudewa chik chadegi yaare. Gyahoro pyosum sin shede haji. Ani da pyosivu chaibe chele ya da, pyo Kale, kale pa nyam gu chin shen. Tengay nga ranzi pyo ge, labyun zo ye, so, chik kudu kudu kishik tandaar di samdang ma to, gya chenpyo samdang di madanga soro chik, pecha sab shari. Tata na ya, ranzi mirik di, ta uzan do teme, kanda chik pyuri yong zon lo di di, Ani ngaranzo ta namdi gengyu dengyu sin shayde haki. Oda peshidi yidi owaali ya jikyu shayde hani. Ani sosu chiki chöta rikshun. Dindri shayde hati ngaranzo geyi surdu yodewa. Dindri chiki ta taane chimsi ki pernbuk naso yungi yawaridi yene miri jikyu shayde hati haji chongi mara hita. Tak tahu ni sekali ya, atau kangen kalau tak dati hari. Jadi ini, dah berlalu, tangga kasih ringgi, atau pemimpin Indo dah, pemimpin Namju tinggi, lomu tu tujuh kangen dia de, atau tahun ini tu ke je, pernah lah, jadi kangen, orang itu kangen, ni orang cikcik juga sih.
So, I'd like to speak a few words in Tibetan first today. From the point of view of Buddhism religion, of course, the Tibet, the land of snow, is some a nation which is prophesied by the Buddha himself. And it was Tibet is historically a magnificent country, and one of the nations, three nations, which were known in the world in the past, those of China, Tibet, and Mongolia, sort of these. Of course, and gradually, when although Tibet was a magnificent country, great country. In time, there was decline in the administration of the nation, and it's quite clear if you look at history that our leaders, religious as well as political leaders, have lacked a vision of for the nation, and because of that, we have a lot of drawbacks were caused, and then, as a nation, Tibet was and remained, the whole of Tibet remains one nation under the usage of one language, Tibetan, which is the language used for the...
One script.
The same script has been used in the Kanju and Genju literature of Buddhism. And
the one script which Ganjur and Tenjur sort of because mentions already. No? So that all over Tibet and even Ladakh and Mon and many areas. So he said that I think really become one important factor. The entire Tibetan people remain as a one entity.
And so we remained united. But then today, of course, Tibet is going through a difficult time. However, I'm sure that since Tibetans have this willpower for over thousands
of years,
thousands of years to live together, then I'm sure that we can face this challenge.
Okay. So, I think in order to save time and also direct Sarvarsite conduct, it may be useful to use my broken English. Don't criticize. Dalabha's English is very poor. So as a result, now last, I think more than 60 years, it's a new situation. And the worst thing, like during Cultural Revolution, so they really try to eliminate systematically. But and use various methods. Some cases use force, kill, arrest, torture. Some cases brain education, brainwash, right? Through education. And then some cases give some money. Most of economy sort of help. No matter what kind of method, over 60 years, Tibetan spirit remained very firm. If Tibetan people inside Tibet not that kind of sort of spirit, then I think Chinese government now no need concern about Tibet. Now, since almost 60 years, and then since we become refugee since 59, I think at that time, some of these Chinese hardliner leader, I think 1959, once they crash Tibetan spirit, then they feel now Tibetan issue because of disappear, right? So I think at that time, no Chinese leader feel after 50 years still, you see, this issue remain. And then inside Tibet also, mainly Tibetan inside Tibet, their spirit very, very strong. So that is the reality. And then regarding Tibetan problem, every Tibetan, whether they live Tibet or India or America or Australia or Europe, wherever they live, their body with Tibetan blood. So we cannot, you see, forget that. From birth till our death, it is our moral responsibility to think, to make effort like that. Then meantime, I always telling, when I met some Tibetan supporters, I telling them, you are not necessarily pro-Tibetan, but rather pro-justice. Our issue is just issue. And then furthermore, there are many people, many community who are fighting for freedom, but many cases use violence. Now, in our case, no matter how difficult it is, our principle is non-violence. And also, you see, one side victory, other side defeat. No. Always think, you see, mutual benefit, or common sort of, common way, right? Oh, because firstly, I very much admire the spirit of European Union. No matter what sort of different nations, but common interest is more important. So therefore, European Union developed. The main reason why I admire European Union is that if European Union not developed, then last a few decades, I think some getting among these small nations. But since is it European Union materialized, so at least it become guarantee no violence or has it problem because of the violence among these sort of small or different nations. Now Great Britain now left. I don't know what is their reason. I think maybe too much emotion. Sometimes emotion become too much, and then the human intelligence sometimes become, you say, not active. Then many wrong decisions come. We Tibetan also, I think, we should not carry our work with too much emotion, but rather reason. So therefore, I think this Great Britain. Any English? Englishman, Sudo?
British unit.
English. Oh, yes, we did too. My long-time friend, yes.
Abel.
Ka. Oh, yes. So the English mind may be some exception. But I feel, you see, the spirit of European Union is really wonderful. So because of my conviction, I often express, now eventually, Russia should part of the European Union. And then the Africa should create some kind of African Union. Then Latin American Union. Then eventually Asian Union, China, India, Japan, and some other countries, I think. And then through that way, step by step, eventually demilitarize. That's my empty vision, empty hope. In that respect, I think we can make some small contribution. Not only just 6 million people. Firstly, we show other people, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how much we suffer, but we still keep mutual respect. We recognize Chinese people, great people, like that. So, through that way, I believe, eventually, because of a mutually agreeable solution, I think, possible. Like that, meantime, it is important, it reminds Chinese hardliner, their present policy will never solve Tibetan problem. Unless they start more realistic approach, this problem will never solve. In that respect, I think this kind of conference and our supporters, different world, different country, very, very essential. I'm telling you, when I met some our supporters, present sort of situation, even hardliner among the Chinese officials, they develop some kind of dilemma how to deal with Tibetan problem. They more or less now they feel is it their present policy is not effective to solve the problem. So such period, I think international sort of voice about Tibet. So that, I think, helpful. So, this conference, as you organize, I think very good. Thank you very much. then my own residency now commitment I want to share. Since 2001, the political responsibility mainly carried by elected political leadership, Professor Samdong Rinpoche. His face always looked very serious, not like my face. Then 2011, Marwe, 11, I totally retired. All political responsibility now carried by elected political leadership, young, energetic, modern educated. And at the beginning, his Tibetan a little bit inadequate. Now, year by year, some improvement. So, not only myself, you see, retired, political responsibility, but also 4-century-old tradition, since 5th Dalai Lama, Dalai Lama Institution eventually automatically become head of both temporal and spirituality. Now that formally, proudly, voluntarily cease. Now in the future, even the Dalai Lama Institution remain in the future after me, but no longer any sort of significance of political responsibility. As the Chinese still do not understand that, so they consider Dalai Lama, because of 15 Dalai Lama, Dalai Lama's reincarnation is something they show more serious, more interest than myself. I have no interest. But the Chinese seems showing some serious concern like that. So in any way, now here, it seems to me some of the religious institution in the past, not only Tibet, but many world, is a special sorority power. And that the elite leaders or people in the society, which is feudal system, so close link. So French Revolution, French royal family disappear, and the Russian Revolution, the Russian because of the king, royal Tsar, eliminate. So there is some, I think, reason. Sometimes the people consider, you see, these sort of or say the cases is some kind of anti-religion. I don't believe that. What is the religion? Religion is love, compassion. That's a religion. Nobody can against that. Even animals appreciate love, compassion. So then, what is the case of these sort of Russian Revolution, Bolshevik Revolution, and the French Revolution? I feel against religious institution. That institution very much sort of link with the feudal system. So in our case also, the Dalai Lama Institution, say having sort of got the full power, I feel that's outdated. Since my childhood, I really, admire the democratic system. So our own sort of system, I feel something wrong. So after I take the political responsibility, within a few years, I start reform committee, trying to reform, but not successful. Because the Chinese, they have their own way reform. If reform initiated by Tibetans themselves. That naturally will be realistic. So that may become hindrance of their own way of reform, like that. So then 59, after only 59, we reach free country. Then at once we start the work for democratization. Eventually, as I mentioned earlier, elected political leadership come. Like that. So therefore, now, since I totally sort of retired from political responsibility, so my small energy as a Buddhist monk, we always pray for entire sentient being. If you really, seriously, sincerely praying for entire sentient being, then you must do something. The other galaxies, you cannot do anything. Only this world. And within this world also, the limitless sentient being, insects, birds, animal, fish, we cannot do anything. Just prayer. When they are passing through painful experience, we just sometimes with tear and some prayer. Otherwise nothing can be done. If you really sort of serious concern about the well-being of entire sentient being, then the reality, the practical level, only 7 billion human beings on this planet. Because we same brain there, and no matter different language, but there's a language we can communicate. So therefore, now I totally dedicated my rest of my life trying to create happier humanity. Today's world, I think a human being everywhere, they remain in materialistic life with materialistic culture. We can't blame them. They come through materialistic material-oriented education. That education, you see, just think about material value. Material value means only sensory level consciousness use, seeing, hearing, so on. And then smell, taste, and touch. The touch including sex. So this gives some kind of temporary satisfaction of sensorial level. That not remain long period. A mental level, some experience which brings inner strength. And that automatically reduce fear and peace of mind. These inner value, inner experience, not relying on sensory experiences. So, in the West, among the scientists, when we discuss about mind, their view, when we say mind, consciousness, they only refer the sensorial level consciousness, not mental level. So therefore, now I'm one student of Indian tradition, particularly Nalanda tradition. Besides Buddhist teaching, there are a lot of explanation about human consciousness, about human mind, and also you say how to tackle our emotion. This we learn from the Buddhist text, but this subject should not consider part of practice of Buddhism, but this should consider academic subject. These days, I'm telling the hygiene of physical, actually, you see, include our education. Hygiene of physical. Now, hygiene of emotion must be there. So real troublemaker is not a physical illness, but mental thing. All this present world, some crisis, actually our own creation. Why? Too much emotion. Too much negative emotion. And a lack of respect others' right, others' interest. Just one-sided. Then, no hesitation to kill. Like that. So therefore, in order to create happier world, peaceful world, some knowledge about our emotion in order to create inner peace. So in that respect, I think the tradition which comes from Nalanda tradition, I feel something very relevant to today's world. So I dedicated to create sense of oneness of 7 billion human beings. And the reality also, now nature teaches us we should act, we should remain as a one community, one human community. See, the global warming sort of never sort of make a distinction because of the national boundary or religious boundary. And then also the global economy beyond this boundary. So that's reality. Under that circumstances, now, see, we should develop a sense of oneness of 7 billion human beings. In slight, small disagreement, basically we are same human brothers, sisters. We have to live together. So that is now my commitment. Remaining how many years, I don't know. Maybe 10 years, 15 years. So remaining my life, I dedicated, try to promote this inner value without touching religion. If we touching religion, then there is differences. Or then the second commitment is promotion of religious harmony. This I always is telling people, India is the living example. You see, the over a billion population, there are a lot of problems. But in spite of that, religious harmony, really wonderful. Small sort of group, some problem, that's understandable. All Indian, over billion, not Bodhisattva. So ordinary people there, so naturally some mischievous people must be there, so some problems here and there, that's understandable. But overall picture, I think this country, beside homegrown different religious tradition. Oh, finished. That's God's bless. So, beside different homegrown tradition, all major religious tradition come to this country. Zoroastrian, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. So, because of the the spirit of harmony, the Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikhism, his family background Hindu, but he deliberately took pilgrimage to Mecca. So this, you see, the Sikhism is a production of 1,000 years of India's tradition, because of the harmony or mutual respect, a different sort of tradition. So, since this big nation, complicated nation, can maintain religious harmony, so why not rest of the world, if use human intelligence and from wider perspective, religious harmony is very possible. So my number two commitment is promotion of these things. Then regarding Tibet, the political matter, now politicians, the elected political leaders, you see, they carry the responsibility. Now my, what is it, commitment or responsibility is firstly Tibetan environment. I'm, because of the, since many years I have, when I was in Tibet, no idea about the importance of environment. Only reached India as a result of meeting some environmentalist, a scientist. Then I realized, oh, that is very important. This planet is our only home. See, when we think about the future generation, future century, this present world ecology, very important. So we human being on this planet, naturally we have the responsibility to take care about the environment. So when the great nation, United States, yes, great nation, United States, I always consider the leading nation of free world. The present president is not much pay attention about ecology. He withdraw, by the way. So that, I feel some reservation. But in any way, American people elected him, so I must respect. Okay. Like that. So that is my number one commitment about Tibetan issue. And then second, Tibetan culture, including Tibetan language. Now I realize Tibetan language, Tibetan script is the best language to explain the Nalanda thought or Nalanda knowledge, including logic and psychology or these things. So last now several years, I have serious discussion with modern scientists and including psychologists or logicians, philosopher. I realize that our knowledge which we kept over 1,000 years originally come from Nalanda, Nishanta Rakshita. He himself, great philosopher, great logician. This is not just a historical saying, but we can study. We actually studying. You see, his writing. So through that way, we know, oh, that person is such a great philosopher, great thinker, great logician, like that. So we, as a student of directly from Azota, I mean, from Nalanda, through Shantarakshita and Kamalashila. So therefore, I now realize this knowledge very, very, how should I say, important, relevant, in order to tackle our emotion. see, the emotion, see, in order to sort of bring some peace, emotion, drugs, alcohol, these are, see, not proper way, or just rest, relax, a few moments. The problem always is there. So only thing is how to deal problem with peaceful mind, and full knowledge about the problem. Anything we can't see the reality from one dimension, one kasa, or one dimension. In order to know the reality, we have to look or three dimension, four dimension, six dimension. In order to investigate that, your mind must be calm. Agitated mind, you see, cannot investigate the reality. Too much anger, too much desire, we cannot see. So therefore, this ancient Indian knowledge, you see, about mind, about emotion, how to tackle, how to bring inner peace, this, I think, now previously is a part of the religious practice. Now this should take academic subject like that. So in that respect, I totally. So for that, Tibetan language is very, very essential. So the Chinese language, you see, cannot explain such a sort of detailed way. And then modern Hindi, no hope. And of course, traditionally, some Buddhist text among Kanjur and Tenjur, I think original language may be in Nepalese. Now modern Nepalese, no hope. So only Tibet, only Tibetan language. So therefore, you see, the preservation of Tibetan knowledge with Tibetan in order to preserve Tibetan knowledge, Tibetan language is very, very important. So preservation of Tibetan language, not only interest for 6 million Tibetans, but this is interest for entire Buddhist world, and furthermore, entire 7 billion human beings. I have this sort of confidence from our knowledge, we can make some contribution or humanity in order to bring inner peace with, not through prayer, but through sort of the, because of certain technique, try to reduce anger, selfish, too much extreme selfish way, self-centered attitude, and then narrow-minded. All these, I think, from Tibetan knowledge, we can make some contribution. Already I notice over 30 years I have series of discussions with scientists, number of scientists now really appreciate our sort of knowledge, our sort of technique to tackle this destructive emotion like that. So I really feel really worthwhile to preserve this knowledge and including this language like that. So these are my commitment regarding Tibet. And politically also, I think, as I mentioned earlier, over 1,000 years since, I think, 9th century, 7th century, 8th century, the later part of 9th century, the Tibet disintegrated. Since then, I think Tibetan as one entity is only through our Buddhist Kasoda tradition, like that. So in the future also, so long Tibetan, as this Tibetan spirit remain there, sooner or later we will find mutually understandable sort of because of the solution. This problem will never solve by the attitude of you, we and they, and ready to fight, kill. Through that way, never solve. Look, other part of the world use more force use more violence, more hatred, more anger, never solve a problem. Even the United States, very powerful nation, militarily also very powerful, but through use American military power, try to solve some problem, never achieve, that's quite clear. So even this big nation used force, never achieved their goal. So therefore, every problem on this planet, including our problem, I think must solve with respect to other mutually acceptable way. Like that. So therefore, so that's my view. Thank you.